Okay, so the Gemara on Daf Ches in Avodah Zarah. So it's in the middle of a series of statements that was by Nachum Amadai, so it actually has nothing to do with what the Gemara said before, but this is a very practical sugya, lemaisa. So the Gemara on the top of Ches brings a series of statements in terms of when you are allowed to add into davening. So just to go over it quickly, so the Gemara brings four statements, right? First, it's the position of the Chachamim, right? Chachamim Amrim Lo Kedivrei, this third line. We'll leave out what was before that. Lo Kedivrei Zeh, Lo Kedivrei Zeh, Lo Shol Adam Sarachav B'Shomei Tefilah. Right, you're allowed to ask for your needs in the bracha of Shmuel Tefillah. And then if you skip the parentheses, Amar of Yehuda, Breder of Shmuel Bar Sheila, Mishmei de Rav, Avli Amru, Sho Adam Sarachav B'Shomei Tefillah, Avalumba Lomar Bisof Kol Bracha, Bracha Me'en Kol Bracha, Bracha Omer. Not only can you ask in Shema Tefillah, but if you want to add something of the theme of each bracha, so you're allowed to. And Amar Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Rav, Alfa Pisha Amru Shol Adam Tzarachah B'Shema Tefillah, Im Yesh Lachol B'Toch Beita, Omer B'Berachat HaCholim, and Tzarach L'Parnas Amar B'Berachat HaShanim. If you have a sick person in your house, so then in the bracha of Berachat HaCholim, meaning Rifa'inu, so you can ask for that person to get better there. And if you need Parnasa, so then you ask for it in Berachat HaShanim, meaning in Baruch Aleinu. And Amar Rishu Ben Levi, Av B'Sham Roshol Adam Tzarachah B'Shema Tefillah, Avon Bal Omer Achar Tefillato, Afilu K'Seder Yom Kippurim, Omer, if you want to ask something as long as Seder Yom Kippurim, meaning all those Ashram News and Al Chaitz and all that we do in Yom Kippur, so you're allowed to. So there's four statements in the Gemara, right? You're allowed to ask personal requests in Shema Tefillah. You're allowed to add something which is of the theme of each bracha at the end of each bracha. You're allowed to ask for a chole, right, for a sick person in Rifa'inu or Parnas and Baruch Aleinu, and you can add at the end of Tefillah, right? Four different statements. So this might be helpful on the board.
Some do.
Forget it. It's fine. We'll survive without it. We'll survive without it. Okay. So
this year online, you'll hear very interesting stuff.
Always a party. So here's really the question Rishon that we need to focus on. Okay. We'll try to, let you walk away with something. Normally, I don't care to finish in one day. I can keep going, but you guys are leaving. So we'll try to get something you can walk away with, okay? So we have four statements in the Gemara, right? There are two basic ways of trying to understand what is going on here, right? One is to assume that each of these stages is just more inclusive than the one before it. Meaning, if you want to, so you can ask for a sick person to get better in Rifa'inu. If you don't want to do that there, you can do it in Shema Kaleinu, because Shema Kaleinu is all-inclusive. Right? You can also do it at the end of Shemona Esrei. Right? Meaning, it's a one-directional thing. Right? There are certain brachot which are themed, and if you want to ask something of that theme, so you can ask. And if you want to talk in the more general bracha, you're allowed to do that. The other possibility is that, no, each of these four statements is saying something distinct. Right? It's not like everything you could say in Rifa'inu, you could also say in Shema Kaleinu, but there are things you can only say in Rifa'inu and things you can only say in Shema Kaleinu. Right? And there's something distinct. And what we'll see is that Rabbeinu Yonah is really going to take that position. But Yosef is going to push back on it. But basically, the way the Rishonim are going to take it is they divide the different types of things you could ask for along several axes, along several lines. Right? One is, what are you asking for? Who are you asking for? Meaning, Rabim Yachid, right? For more than one person, for an individual. The length of Tefillah. Are you trying to add a specific small request or a long request? And then we'll see in the Ran, he's also going to raise the question, is the Gemara only allowing you to do these things, or is it obligating you to do these things? Right? And each of those things will shed light on different aspects of the mitzvah of Tefillah. Okay? But what we're really focusing on, the main discussion in Rishonim, is this Rabbeinu Yonah in number two. Okay? So Rabbeinu Yonah, as I said, takes these four statements as mutually exclusive. And he writes as follows. Aval pi sha'amru shal adam sracha b'shomei tefillah. Im ba lomer b'sof kol bracha, bracha me'en kol bracha, omer. Even though you can ask in Shema Tefillah, so if you want to state of the theme of the bracha, you're allowed to. The inyan zeh mitchalek la'arba dinim chalukim. These are four separate halachot. So the first one, I divided it. You can see it, right? There are four halachot. Ha'alef, harishon, shebirchat shomea tefila yachol lishol kol tzrachav, b'chol inyan sheyirtzeb, shebirchat shomea tefila kolelet kol hatzrachim ulekach nitkina. So the first halachi derives from this is that anything you want to say in shomea tefila, you're allowed to. Why? I want you to be careful. Why does he say, why, Shimon, can you add anything you want into shomea tefila? What are the two keywords in this? That's in the bracha in the Rabbeinu Yonah. What's the keywords? Lekach nitkina, right? Lekach nitkina, right? That is the purpose. That was why it was instituted, right? You can ask whatever you want because that is the nature of shomea tefila. Two, hadin hasheni shimba lomar b'sof kol bracha bracha ma'in kol bracha bracha. Omer, if you want to at the end of each bracha say something that's within the theme of that bracha, you're allowed to. Vafilu shelo yihye litzarcho mamash mutar. Kevan sheomer otan bilashon rabim. So Rabbeinu Yonah is very careful in language, right? And he says, if you look at this statement in the Gemara, it says, if you want to be shoel besof kol bracha u bracha me'ein kol bracha, you're allowed to. But what does it not say? What does it not say? Im yesh lo chole betoch beito. Meaning it focuses on generic things. Right? If you want to expand on the theme of the bracha, you're allowed to. But what is common to the end of every single bracha in Shemona Esrei?
They have what?
Lashon Rabim.
Right? That it is framed as a generality. Right? Rofei cholim. Right? He is the God who makes people healthy. So, lidugma. Right? If you wanted to say, please God, help the people who are sick with measles in the measles outbreak in Tel Aviv and New Jersey or LA or whatever you want, right? You'd be allowed to because that is thematically connected. It is Lashon Rabim.
Did you say before, at the end of the bracha, is that before Baruch Ato or after?
So this is, right, Besof Kol Bracha Bracha is, right, right, integrated into the, well, right before the baruch, probably. Right? Besof kol bracha usually means right before the baruch, right? Because the halacha is you always end a bracha right before you say the baruch. You do it me'ein ha-bracha, right? You add into the theme. So right there, right? Meaning it's the lead-up, presumably, to the baruch. Now he clarifies. Miu b'lashon yachid asur l'omro. Kevan sh'ono eno omer oto bavur kol Yisrael. But you can't say it as an individual tefillah. Why? Because you're not saying for all Jews, and therefore it is a hefsek. It is a interruption.
Why doesn't that specific person fall under the category of all Jews?
So why? So look what he says. Because not all Jews.
But it's that person's included in all Jews.
So look what he says. He's given Kevin Shehishlam Kvar Mashetiknu Chachamim Lechiyuv Gamur Ein Lachush B'Masher Mosiv Achar Kach. Right, you finished the takana. Right, you finished the bracha. Aval beemtza bracha lo dechivin tshol tzarchei rabim beemtza bracha nirekem osiv al matbea shektiknu chachamim. So, Rabbeinu Yonah has a very specific conception. Right, he says at the end of the bracha. So, what are you doing? Right, you're not asking. You're not changing the matbea. You're not changing the bracha because it's at the end. But it's at the end, and therefore, it is close enough to the bracha that it has to be similar to the bracha. Right? And like I said, what is common to all brachot? They always end how? Blashon Rabim. Right? They don't end, they don't talk about individuals. Because brachot are
people.
Right? What brachot are, right? It's a formula. Right? Everyone says it. And therefore, by definition, it has to be generic. Right? For everybody. That's halacha 2. Halacha 3. Hadina shlishi, hushim shoel adam srachav mamash. Right? If you're asking not, can people get better? But you're asking, I have a specific sick person in mind. Kigon. Shishoel al-cholesh yesh lo b'veito, shiitrapei v'chayotze bo. You're davening for a particular sick person that he should get better. Yachol omro b'lashon yachid. You can say it personally. V'afilu b'emtza bracha in the middle. V'hainu d'amrinan yesh l'chol b'toch b'veito omra b'berchad al-cholim. V'lo hizkir b'kan b'sof ha-bracha. But it's not at the end of the bracha. Why can you do it in the middle of the bracha? because you need it temporarily. And now you should be starting to see a pattern. Right? What is Rabbeinu Yonah's fundamental fear in adding to tefillah? Shimon.
Going to be going against what the Chachamim set up.
Right. Right. Meaning, Rabbeinu Yonah has this the following idea. There is a phrase that appears many times in Shas, right, or many times in Psak, really, that you cannot be mishanem imatvei shetavu chachamim. Tefillah was set up as a formal tefillah, and you cannot change it. But what does Rabbeinu Yonah think it means to change tefillah?
Add some more words should be adding.
Adding to it. Add one more word.
Lashon yachid.
No.
Already do yashin lachid.
Individual.
No. Right? Because he said that could be fine. If what? Right?
Oh, it's
right. So, exactly. Right? I mean, this is how Rabbeinu Yonah looks at it, right? You have each bracha, right? So let's. Really nothing, right? Nothing working here? Sort of working. Right? You have Rifa'inu, da, 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 right? And then you have Baruch, Ata, etc. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So. Rabbeinu Yonah's fundamental fear is that you're going to be Mishana Mimatbeya Shetavu Chachamim. So first thing he says is, why is Shema Kolenu the most expansive? Exactly. Right? The two key words were Lekach Nitkana. Right? Right? Mm-hmm. This is why it was set up. And therefore, he says, the reason you can say whatever you want in Shema Tefillah is because it will never create a problem of changing. Because that's its point. Its point is Lekach Nitkina. Right? If something is meant to be a catch-all, then you can't possibly change it. That was the point.
Did you forget to say something?
Correct. That's why if you forget to say the same Talamata, you put in Shema Kolenu. Right? No problem. But then he says, okay, there are different madregot of changing a tefillah, right? Okay, this is the most important part of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem. This doesn't change, right? Second most important part of the bracha is the body, right? So therefore, after Shema Kolenu, which is the easiest to add to, where's the easiest place to add? Right here, right? Between the text and here.
But
the problem is...
That's adding on to the text.
Ah, so what does he say? So therefore, what is Rabbeinu Yonah's solution?
Wait till you're done with
Rabbim. Right? You can do it only if it's... Rabbim. Right? Rabbim, why?
Because that's not... The whole point of the bracha is Rabbim.
Correct, meaning it's Me'ein HaBracha.
Right,
that's his point. Right? Here... You finish the text. Are you changing the text?
No.
No.
Not really. But you're putting it near the bracha, which means the only way to make it integrate into the bracha is?
Lashon Rabbim.
Rabbim. Next level is Yachid. It says Yachid, I can even add into the middle. How is this not a problem? Mishana Mimatbeya. So he says it's Yachid, but he adds something very important, which is two words. Lefi Sha'ah. Right? What does it mean to change a text? To permanently change a text.
Right.
So he says, Alashem Yachid, if you add it here, it's fine if it's temporary. Right? Because right, you could look at Mishana in two ways. You could say, right, I have to say this all the time, or you're saying the real problem is to...
What's considered temporary? Someone could be sick for a long time.
Correct. So the Varsius makes this point, that Lefisha'a can mean one of two things. How do you translate Lefisha'a?
Before,
not Lefi. Lefi.
After. No, in the face.
Lefi is according to.
Right.
Okay, forget it. How do you translate Lefi Sha'a? How do you translate Lefi Sha'a? Right, there's a point Maharaj Chiyas makes in Taurus Nevi'im.
Last year?
According to the time?
Yeah, so how do you translate according to the time?
At that moment.
What's going on at that time?
So one is Letzorach Hasha'a, the other is? Temporary.
Right?
L'may nafkamina. What if something is becomes permanent, but not fundamentally? Meaning, the need is constant. It's not like you're saying, I'm changing tefillah forever. Right? I'm going to keep asking for this chola as long as they're sick. It could turn out that it's 20 years. So, Marzchia said, that's still called lefi sha'a. Because, definitionally, it's temporary. Right? Meaning, it's dependent on circumstances. Okay? That's halacha three.
Also, they might not be sick for 20 years.
Correct. Well, that's the point. He said, even if it turns out that it's going to be 20 years, it doesn't matter. Right? Because the point is, the context is dependent.
Right.
The fourth halacha, he says, V'dinah revi'i, shebesofar bracha bein kodim yilaratzon, bein lachar yilaratzon, yochol harech v'lomar kirtzon. No, bein lash yochol lein lashon rabin, bein sarachav mamash bein sarachi tzibor. At the end, you can say, for as long as you want, whatever you want. Okay, so the Beit Yosef
at the end of Shmoneh Esrei.
Okay,
before.
So the according to Rabbeinu Yonah, there are different halachot. Now, what is he playing with? Right, what is Rabbeinu Yonah's rule? Right, Rabbeinu Yonah is worried about what? Right, what is his fundamental concern consistently? Right, is adding is doing something which would be considered changing Shmoneh Esrei.
Right.
Right, so he says, look. The easiest thing to add to is Shema Kolenu. Why?
That talks about everything.
Because Lekach Nitkina. Because it's not called changing if that was the point.
Right.
Right? If something is Belashon Rabim, so it has an advantage. What? It has an advantage because. And it has an advantage and a disadvantage. And Lashon Yochan has advantage and disadvantage. What are they? What's the advantage of Lashon Rabim?
It goes with the bracha.
It's similar thematically to the bracha. What's the disadvantage?
It's still adding on.
It well, more than that. It looks more like it's adding, right? Meaning
right.
Its weakness is its strength. It is thematically connected to the bracha, and therefore...
Now it's going to look as though you
It looks as if you're adding, and therefore what's the solution?
Yeah.
You can add it,
after the
but after you finish the text, before you've said the word bracha, meaning, because it's so dangerous...
Because it's so similar.
Yeah. Right, because it's so similar... You're allowed to add it next to the bracha, but not in the middle of the text because that would mess with the text.
Oh,
Lashon Yachid.
This is why they say do it, like ask what you need specifically for that. Like if Rifa'inu, if you need someone's.
Exactly.
The bracha is supposed to be connected to the text.
Well, we do it. No, we do it one line earlier because.
What do you mean one
right?
Line?
We do. We don't do it before the bracha. We do it a line before that. Right? Two lines before the bracha.
So we don't do it right before. So we do it in the middle of the text.
Why? Oh, good. That's point three. Because a Yachid. Has a weakness and a strength. What's the weakness of Lashon Yachid?
It's going against the bracha.
It's going against the bracha. What's its strength?
It's never going to get confused.
No one's ever going to confuse it for the bracha.
Right.
And therefore, how does that manifest itself? You're allowed to say it even by Emsa, because no one will confuse it for a change.
Right.
If...
Yeah, but you're still adding on.
If... What's the qualification?
If...
You don't do it permanently.
Right.
Right? Meaning, Rabbeinu Yonah has a very strict conception
that's
here.
That's what we're talking
right?
about.
Right? Correct. So, and then rule four is if you do it at the end of davening, no problem. Right? Whatever you want to do at the end of davening is no problem. Why? Because following his theme, right? As long as it's not mishaneh, mimatbesh, davu chachamim, it's not a problem. Okay, good. So the Beit Yosef notes this in number three. And he says, V'chilukim eilen yir'eh shelom dami d'garsim berakam d'avadazara. The Beit Yosef said, how does Rabbeinu Yonah know any of this? So he said, he gets it from our Gemara. Because Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shoal Adam Tzracha B'Shamei Tefillah Amar. You should have. I put out your makam.
What?
I put out your makam. I made for everybody. Then it's by your makam. Right by yours. Right. Here. Nachum, there's an extra over here. I made more than enough. They could be on.
Yeah.
Yosef and Danny's table. He said, where does Rabbeinu Yonah know that this isn't right? That these are different halachot. Right, meaning, what's clear about Rabbeinu Yonah? Rabbeinu Yonah says it's not just Mosif. Each of these are different halachot.
Right.
I mean, it's true, Shema Kolenu was more expansive. But, right, Shoal Adam Tzracha B'Shamei Tefillah or Me'enko Bracha Bracha, they're not one or the other. They're very different halachot.
Right?
Right? They are mutually exclusive. How does he know?
It's one or the other.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's one or the other. I mean, it's not one and the other. Right. Right? He says, how does he know? Because Joseph says, because the Gemara has four different lines. Right? These are four distinct halachot. Said Amar of Yehuda Brei Rav Shmuel Bar Shela Mishmei De Rav Alav Isham Rusha Adam Tzracha B'Shamei Tefillah Avon Ba Lomer Zov Kol Bracha Bracha Me'in Kol Bracha Bracha Omer. And Amar of Chiyah Rashi, right? He quotes all of them. Right, and skip down, right? That's a full quarter of the Gemara. But if you go down 5 lines, it says, V'afa gav de mashman l'charo de memra de v'yuhu de brey de v'shmo bar shei lo memra de rab chiyah bar rashi shtan lo bolo lamed el anin echad v'chein nir mi de v'y rashi. Right, he said, it sounds like level 2 and level 3, right? If you have a sick person or you have sick people,
right,
those are the same. And that's what Rashi thinks. Right? Rashi thinks that these aren't four separate statements. They are how many statements?
Three.
Right? You can ask about a local tefillah in the middle. You can ask about whatever you want in Shema Kalein or whatever you want at the end. Right? That's how Rashi takes it. Says that Rav Ben Yonah near Shesover to be called Memra Shamina and Milta Chadita. Each halacha is new. To be who the Rei of Shua Bar Shela Omer and Balomer Besof Kol Bracha Main Kol Bracha Bracha Omer Myri Bimitbal Tzorchei Tzibur Umishumachi Lo Shari El Besof Kol Bracha. He's talking about communal davening, and therefore it's only the end. But you can't add in the middle because it looks like you're adding to Shmon Esrei.
Yeah, but isn't the second one he's asking in the davening or in the specific bracha?
At the end of each bracha, right? He says there are two different halachot: personal in the middle of the bracha, and rabim at the end of the bracha.
So with the Beis Yosef, it doesn't seem like there's the only problem with adding is with Rabim in the middle of the Rabim.
Correct. Yeah, Rabim in the middle.
Does he say anything about Yachid?
Right. Or Yachid at the end. Right? You can't do either of those.
You can't do Yachid at the end.
No.
Why?
Right? Because it's not Me'in HaBracha. Right? That's what Rabbi Yonah is teaching you. There's two halachos.
So you're supposed to do Yachid.
Yachid must be in... Exactly. Rabbi Yonah says Yachid must be in the middle.
Rabbim has to be at the end.
Correct. Right? Because they have different strengths and weaknesses.
Right?
Right? Rabbim threatens changing the text.
Right.
And therefore, it can't be in the body.
Right.
But it has to be close to the Bracha because it is similar.
Right?
Yachid doesn't threaten the text of the bracha,
but
it has nothing to do with the bracha itself.
Right.
Right. So you can throw it in the middle.
Wait, so the Beis Yosef says it has to be at the end of the bracha or the end of Shmona Esrei?
No, so there's four levels. Right. According to Ben, there's four levels.
Right.
It can be in Shema Kalein or the end of Shmona Esrei.
Right.
Right. Personal requests or communal requests are either personal only in the middle.
Right.
And communal only at the end.
The end of
an individual bracha.
Oh, okay.
Or Shema Kalein or the end of Shmona Esrei. Shall Yira Kemosiv Al Med Beshitabu Chacham and Vizel Mashakad of Bedina Shani de Bemza Bracha. Ain Omer Veloshin Rabim, right? In the middle of the Bracha, you can't say it in communal, right? In plural. Mashkadav Kshomer Besofa Bracha Asr Lomer Loshin Yachid, whom he swore at Smo, and that which he says that you're not allowed to say it Veloshin Yachid at the end of the Bracha is his own halacha. It's his own thing. He gets it himself. Sorry. The way the Beis Yosef understands it is... Sorry, the way he understands Rabbeinu Yonah is that you are allowed, if you want, to say Yachid at the end of the bracha. Right? Which is not actually what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Right? Rabbeinu Yonah isn't clear about that point. Right? Because Yosef understands it that you can if you want to. Rabbeinu Yonah himself is not clear whether that's true. Okay, let us skip down here. No, let's continue. He says, "V'had Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shaul, Amar Tzarcha, B'shamayat Tfila, Ma'ashav Tfila, Mimitbal Tzarcha, Rabim, Emtza Bracha, Ma'iri, Ibimitbal Tzarcha, Yachid, Ma'ir Yeshamayat Tfila, B'shar Bracha, Nami, Arei Amru, Miyesh Lachol B'doch Beito, Omra, B'berechat Cholim, V'omer B'loshen Rabim, Ela Shetzarach Shalom Yomar El B'sofa Bracha." My ear, Yeshamet, Tfila, Fishoshavacha, Nami, Sher, Amrum, Balovar, Besof, Kol, Bracho, Bracha, Main, Kol, Bracho, Bracha, Omer. Umepnekach, Mefarish, Beshamet, Shalat, Sracha, Becholin, Chirta, Vlashan, Rabbin, and Sarbracha, Vizela, Dinarishan. But he said, Rabbin Yonah's Chiddish is that the limitations that we have of Yachid versus Rabbin only apply in the rest of the Bracha, but they don't in Shamet, Tfila, again, because Shamet, Tfila is a catch-all bracha, and therefore nothing can challenge it. And he says, "V'yavo b'shiyish litchov v'lomer shomayet tefila shav v'lashar bracha l'inan shenar shob l'shon rabim."
Even shomayet tefila is l'shon rabim.
Good. So that's a Beis Yosef, right? That's the next line. Do you have your sources?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So he says, "V'yavo b'shiyish litchov," right? Exactly Nachum's point. You could say that once you say that the nature of bracha is rabim, you might have thought that in shomayet tefila, even though it's a catch-all, you still have to say it in Lashon Rabim, right? You could have said that, And the only difference is what type of things are you allowed to ask for. Rabbi Yonah rejects it. Why does he reject it? Nachum, why does he reject it? Why does he reject the claim that it would be limited to Rabim? Again, keywords. That's his solution to everything. V'im Tomar. Let us... Okay, but then he goes down. If you skip down to the Rosh, but he says about Rosh, lo hisgir davar mikol elu achil. Chilukim. He said the Rosh doesn't believe any of this. Mashma shuhum ifareish de'ein chiluk bein shol be'emtza bracha l'shol besof b'chol makom yachol l'shol bein b'lashon rabim bein b'lashon yachid. He said it's not true. Right? The Rosh thinks none of this is true. The Rosh is a much simpler view. How does the Rosh view this whole halacha? The Rosh is only one rule. Or two rules, really. Shemei Tefillah and the end of Shemoneh Esrei, you can say whatever you want. Right. And during the bracha, you can only ask about the theme.
Right?
So,
but does it matter, Yachid?
No, Yachid Rabbi doesn't care. Right? So what he notes is there's basically two conceptions here, right? The Rosh, how does the Rosh understand the whole sugya? The Rosh understands, look.
We go like the Rosh today.
Yes, we paskin like the Rosh. Maker Adin. The Lechatchila like Rabbeinu Yonah. We'll see, in Shulchan Aruch.
Which one are we on?
We're in the middle of Beis Yosef. Right, so he says, according to the Rosh, there's only one rule. Right? Or, not one rule. According to the Rosh, the distinction is very simple. Right, this is how the Rosh conceptualizes Shemoneh Esrei. The middle brachot are what? I mean, all the brachot besides for Shemei Tefillah, what is their nature? What? No, besides for Shemei Tefillah. Shemei Tefillah is all-inclusive, and everything else is? Thematic. No, exclusive. It's thematic. Right? And there, the Rosh is one distinction. Right? Middle brachot, whether it's Rabim or Yachid, you can only talk about the theme. Right? In the middle, at the end, whatever you want. Right? Shemei Tefillah can be anything, because it's a catch-all. Rabbeinu Yonah has a much more complicated thing, because right, the Rosh thinks the only important thing in Shemoneh Esrei is to do what? Is to be on theme. On point. Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, there's a second problem you need to balance, which is, are you changing Shemoneh Esrei? Right? What?
We said it's not permanent.
So the way he solves that problem is by saying, you can't do it permanently. If it's Rabim, it can't be in the middle of Bracha, it can be at the end. Right? If it's Yachid, either the way Rabbeinu Yonah himself seems to say it, which is you could only say it in the middle. Or Beis Yosef says, maybe even in the middle. Right? Because at the end, it wouldn't be a problem. But the key is temporary. Right? But Rabbeinu Yonah has a secondary concern. Right? The Rosh's only rule is be on theme. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, and make sure that you don't change Tefillah. Right? And therefore, he has all his other sets of rules. Now, there is one more distinction, right, which he notes, which is, okay, but if you're allowed to ask whatever you want in Shomea Tefillah, right, then what is the difference between Shomea Tefillah and the end of davening? Right, remember, there are two times when the Gemara says that you're allowed to add whatever you want, right?
Right.
So what's the difference between Shomea Tefillah and the end of davening?
Shomea Tefillah was actually set up specifically for you to ask for anything. The end of davening is if you forget to say it.
No, so it's not forget, right? He's saying you can ask whatever you want.
Well, forget, but like if you didn't say whatever you didn't say there.
What might be the difference? You could say it's just two variations on a theme. Right, you can either say Shomei Tefillah, end of davening. What else might you say? What's the distinction between Shomei Tefillah? What does the Gemara say about Shomei Tefillah that it doesn't say, or the other way around? What is it? What's the difference between the way the Gemara presents Shomei Tefillah and the end of davening? What words?
His words.
No, not Lakach Nidkana. No, that's Rabbeinu Yonah. What does the Gemara say? Gemara. Come on, what does the Gemara say?
Is he referring to himself singularly?
No, he says what?
And you add the posuk for your initials.
What does he say? So people add that, right? That comes from this notion you can add whatever you want, right?
Well, the posuk says...
You can add what? What does he say? Add ke? Seder Yom Kippurim. Right?
Even in the...
Which implies what might be the difference between Shomei Tefillah and the end of davening?
You You can do Shema Tefillah for any time.
It's length. Length. Right? Shema Tefillah says you can ask for whatever you want, but...
it can't be too long.
Right? Sounds like it can't be too long. Right? Because, in the end of the day, come back to Rabbeinu Yonah, why might it be a problem to add too much? To hefsik, it changes matbeav chachamim. Right, the end of davening, it's already the end of davening. You can ask whatever you want for as long as you want.
After Sim Shalom, or after you take 3 steps back?
It's after Sim Shalom, either before or after Yidei Ratzon. Right, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah notes.
Is possibly Yidei Ratzon, is it like mandatory to say?
Well,
is there an obligation to say this possibly Yidei Ratzon?
Yes.
When do you say it? After?
Some people say it twice, right? Once at the end of Sim Shalom and the end of end of Elokai Netzor. Right. You have to say it at least once, right? It's like the end of Tfilah.
But when you say it once, where do you say it? After Sim Shalom or after Elokai
Netzor? No, well, people who say it once say it before Oseh Shalom, right? But if you look in your siddur, it'll say some people say it before Elokai Netzor also, because that is not davening.
Right.
Elokai Netzor is not davening. Is there a kind?
It's not Shmona Esrei.
Yeah, it's not Shmona Esrei. Right? It's after Shmona Esrei.
Right.
There is one more there is one more point here. The other point that we mentioned is the possible difference is going to be length, right? Is are you allowed to add whatever you want? Okay. Right. But I mean, in terms of length, right? Okay. Now, as I mentioned, though, all of this assumes Rabbeinu Yonah, Beis Yosef, what do they assume?
Assume that it's not permitted.
Well,
what do they assume?
They all assume that the entire concept of the Gemara is what you're allowed to ask.
Right.
Right? But the Ron is a totally different conception of this Gemara. What does he say? Do you get to the Ron Shimon?
No, we didn't.
Okay, so you skip for a moment to the Ron, go to 7. The Ron says this is all a mistake. Right? He has a radical... because what... if we take all this together, Rabbeinu Yonah, Beis Yosef, what is the commonality between them?
Where you get to the Ron?
That they assume that what? Let's say you have a chola in your house. Do you have to daven for them?
Nope.
You don't have to. We're saying you want to daven. It's a privilege. Right. You want to daven, so here's where you can add it. Right, the Ron says, "What are you talking about? Who said tefillah is only a privilege? What else is tefillah?
A must.
What?
A must.
A chiyuv. Right? A chiyuv. Right? And remember, how do you translate the word shoal adam tzrachav? Translate that.
A man needs to.
Either needs to or can. Right? Can. Rabbeinu Yonah, Beis Yosef, they translate it as.
Is it tzrich?
As can. Sarach for sure. So no, Tzrachav is his needs.
Right.
But Shoel could either mean he needs to ask or he can ask. You skipped Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ron. The Ron says what? Im yesh lo chol b'toch beiso, om rav yirchaz ha-chol im perish, eino rashai sheyamtin ad shomea tefillah. You're not allowed to wait till shomea tefillah. You know why? Right? V'zeo ma shechidish reb chia barashi al rav Yehuda b'rei der shomea barashela. Miyum lo hisker, shomea tefillah maskir. He said, you know what's going on? He said, shomea tefillah may be the catch-all. So if you forgot to say it until Shomei Tefillah, you could say it there. But you know what the difference is? Right, what does the Gemara mean when it says, ask? You have a sick person at home, ask in Rifa'inu. What's it saying, Nachum? What's the Ron saying?
You need to ask.
You need to. Why do you need to?
Because.
Give me a svara. Why would you need to?
Why would you need to ask?
Yeah, why would you need to?
In Rifa'inu or just Stam?
In Rifa'inu. You have a sick person. Why would you need to ask?
Well, in Rifa'inu, because that's the bracha that we're talking
good, about. And why should you be obligated to?
Because...
whoever learned bracha? You guys learned bracha?
No, because you can take the pasuk.
Imagine there would be
what?
An obligation to daven for
someone.
You
can someone. Take the pasuk either way.
My school, we did a daf that was detailed that showed, we didn't do it like, you see the whole sheet, you read the whole download thing.
Okay, so what is... So in Masechet Bracha, the Gemara says, right, that... oh, here's the shayla that I think is most relevant. The Gemara says, what happens if you want to say a tefillat nedava? Right, you want to daven an extra Shmona Esrei, which you're allowed to do. What do you need to do? Mechadesh Badaver. You need to add something. Why do you need to add something? Because what makes tefillah a tefillah, or a new tefillah?
Asking for your...
The content, right? Meaning, we run. What's the Ron really saying? The Ron is saying, look, he's conceptualizing as follows. He said, look, when Chazal made Matbea Shetavu Chacham, meaning they made Shmona Esrei, we tend to think that what happened? It used to be that whenever you had something to ask for, so then you would ask. And if you don't have anything to ask for, what would you do? No, before the Shmona Esrei.
Oh, you wouldn't do anything.
So according to the Ramban, you wouldn't do anything. And according to the Rambam, you had to daven once a day something. But big adol, did you talk about parnasa if you need parnasa? No. Did you talk about refuah if you didn't need refuah? No. Why did Chazal set up Shmona Esrei? Because the average person knew to daven, so he set up a generic tefillah.
But now that if there's something
so,
that,
so we tend to think, right?
If there's something that has to be daven.
Good, so we tend to think that what happened, that replaced what existed before. Right? I mean, it used to be that if people had something to ask for, they would ask. Nowadays, we have this catch-all Shmona Esrei, right? So we, you know, it makes our life easier. We don't need to ask.
Right.
But what is the Ron telling you? That's not what Chazal did.
If you have something to ask for, you need to ask.
Yeah, I mean, right? The Ron says, not what Chazal did. Chazal didn't make your life easier.
They added on to it.
Right? They made it harder. They made you go through the laundry list of everything you might need, even if you don't need it. But when you need it, it didn't replace what existed before. You have to do it. Right? So if you take, right? So if you take this, or what? Exactly. So what do you get? Right, so if you think about it, right, what's going on? Right, the rush. Right, this is how the rush conceptualizes tefillah. Tefillah is a privilege. You ask for whatever you want. And when the Gemara says you're allowed to add to your own davening, right, what is it doing? It's just expanding your privileges. Right, you're allowed to ask for whatever you want. If you want to say Rifainu, and you want to talk about a sick person Rifainu, go ahead. You don't want to say it there, you want to say Shmakolainu, go ahead. Right? We're all very expansive. Tefillah is all about privilege.
Right.
Right? It's a privilege to daven. It's a privilege to be able to ask. You want to ask here? Here's where I allowed you. There are certain limitations. Right? You can't ask about parnasa in Slachlanu. That makes sense. Right? But it's a privilege. So, Rifainu, we give you 10 options. You want to talk about a sick person Rifainu? Do it there. You want to talk to Shmakolainu? Fine. You want to do it at the end of davening? Gesundheit. Right? Right? Right, that's the rush. Right, the Ron is all the way the other extreme. The Ron says that's not what tefillah is. Tefillah isn't that Chazal gave you a privilege.
It's a must.
Right, Chazal gave you a chiyuv, and they said
it's a chore from the parents.
Yeah, right. They said you must go through every possible thing you need every day and think about it. But what happens if it comes to something that you actually need?
You need to ask for it.
You need to, not you can. Right, you must. Right, tefillah is an obligation. You have to say to God, I need you.
Yeah, but there's a tefillah there anyways.
Ah, good point. And what does the Ron therefore think? Right, the Ron's saying something incredible. Right, the Ron is saying that doesn't cut it. Right?
That's not, that we have.
Correct.
Even though
right?
You're asking God already for
correct. The Ron says, you think tefillah... Right, it's sort of the opposite of Rabbeinu Yonah.
Oh,
because
you're saying, oh,
think
you're
about
saying,
it. Think about how Ron is the opposite.
You have to, not because you want it. If there's something you need
or think
to
about it.
For,
let me put it differently. Right, think about the difference between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ron. Right, right? What is the Rabbeinu Yonah's rule? Nowadays, Chazal set up a tefillah, and that's your ultimate obligation. What are we most afraid of? That you're going to change it.
Right.
But we'll let you change it. We'll give you the privilege of changing it.
If there's something you need to change.
If you have something very big you need to ask, and it fits the theme. Right? Meaning, his conception, what's his starting point is?
Right.
Obligation? Shmona Esrei.
Right.
Right? And therefore, the entire discussion of the Gemara is?
If you said it in English.
Wait one second. Before we get to English. Rabbeinu Yonah, what's his entire conception? Our first number one rule is? There's an obligate, right? There's a
obligation.
Sorry.
Yeah,
there's a obligation to say this formula.
Right.
Your personal tefillot is a privilege. We let you interrupt the magic of Shmona Esrei
right.
At very specific places under very specific rules.
But,
right? But Bikaron, we've replaced what used to exist, namely that you only daven when you needed something, with a formal tefillah, and we grant you certain privileges that you're allowed to ask God for your personal request if you really want to, in the right place that fits the theme. That's the Ron. The Rabbeinu Yonah. What does the Ron do? The Ron takes Rabbeinu Yonah and throws it upside down. He says, no. Right?
Added on.
It's the opposite. Right? Shmona Esrei, I'm not worried about Matbea Shetavu Chachamim. Right? My fundamental fear is that what are you going to forget? What existed before? what tefillah is at its core. Right? Meaning, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, we replaced personal tefillah with a formalized obligation, and we grant you the privilege, under certain limited circumstances, of plugging in your tefillah if you manage to fit the theme, you manage to fit the tzura. What?
Biyachid also, or just...
Biyachid in the middle, Rabim at the end, Shmok Makolenu is a catch-all, right? Everything is, Lekach Nitkina, Madbein Shetavu Chachamim, this is what Chazal did, you have to fit into the rules, right? The Ran says, no. Tefillah is at its core not formalized. What is it? It's personalized. And therefore, when the Gemara says, Shoel, it's not saying we're granting you out of the goodness of our heart the ability to add. What are they saying?
You must.
Yeah, the core of, right, it's amazing how they have opposite conceptions. Right, Rabbeinu Yonah says, fundamentally nowadays tefillah is about a formal text. And therefore the only halachic question that we're interested in is, when are you allowed to interrupt that formal text and what doesn't count as a formal interruption? The Ran says, what's the core of tefillah? Your personal requests.
Right.
Shmoneh Esrei isn't a formal text you have to worry about interrupting. It's Chazal obligated you to go through the laundry list. And when you have something that you need to plug in, you have no choice.
According to the Ran, there's no chiyuv to daven when you don't have
it. No. He's saying, right, no. So
it's kind of what it sounds.
Okay. So let me, right, at some level what I'm saying is that this comes to a different machlokas. Right? Because there's a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Is there a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven? Right? What's the machlokas?
Ramban says it's supposed to just like come out.
Correct. The Ramban says I only have to daven when I have something to say. Right? I need something. What does the Rambam say? Right? The Rambam says you are obligated to daven once a day. Right? Right? Because what, in a nutshell, are they arguing about? What does the Ramban say? The core of tefillah is?
Outpouring to Hashem.
For your needs. Is request for your needs. Right, according to the Rambam, right, Reb Chaim has a piece on this. What is it about? The rendezvous with God, as Rabbi Soloveitchik would say. Right? Davening isn't necessarily about what you need. Right? You have to talk to God. What you talk about is less important. Right? You have to talk to God. Right? The Ramban says the core of tefillah is asking for things.
Can you just say,
right? The Rambam says, one second, the Rambam says, what's the core of tefillah? Saying anything. Right? But at some level, you see a reflection of that, because the Ran says, look, if you need something, you'd better talk about it, because that's what tefillah is at its core.
Right.
What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? The core of tefillah is not what you personally need. It's talking to God. Right? In this formula, in this way, you want to put in your own tefillah, you're allowed to. But prior to that, right, it's more important to say the right things at the right time in the right order.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, talking to God in the way Chazal set up is more important than asking for a request. And you see, at some level, a reflection of that machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, the way Reb Chaim understands it. Is tefillah about asking your needs at its core? Or is it about talking to God about something or other? Right, Rabbeinu Yonah is worried about saying the right thing in the right way. Right, whether you get in your personal requests, okay, right, you're allowed to if you want to.
According to the Ramban,
yeah,
the second one that says that it's just about talking to God.
Yeah,
is there a formal setup?
Not midaraisa, right? Midarabanan, yes, not midaraisa.
God, can you give me this? Like God, like I think.
Correct. Well, I mean, you might have to praise him and thank him also. That's a bit of a discussion. Right. But no, there's no formal. Everyone agrees rabbinically, biblically, there's no formal text. But according to Ramban, you don't have to daven at all, biblically.
Only when you need something.
When you need something, you do.
Right.
Right? Maybe only Rabim, which is a bit complicated. People don't know there's that in the Ramban. It may only be when the Rabim needs something. But that's a share for another time. Okay. Now Tosfos adds another point, right? Remember I said there's another thing to add, which is the length problem, right? Tosfos is the one who says this. So you look at number 4, he says Vimba lomar achat tefillas af kisir yom kippurim omer mashma aval be'emtza tefillaso lo. The simple understanding of this is that the fundamental difference between what's the difference between Shema Koleinu and the end of davening? They're both catch-alls, but The length. In Shema Kolenu, you're allowed to ask for whatever you want. If you keep it short and pithy, right? Keep it short and to the point. Why? Right? Why? Because you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, right? He's in the world of Rabbeinu Yonah. You're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. There's a formula. We let you say some things, but how long, right? How much can you add to Shmoneh Esrei before it doesn't look like Shmoneh Esrei? Right? Not so much. Right? In the world of Rabbeinu Yonah, it makes a lot of sense. Joseph says the implication is that in Shema Kolenu, you can ask whatever you want, but only
short.
The Chiddush is that if you want to add another thing, which is 10 times the length of Shmoneh Esrei, right? Which is what we do in Yom Kippur, right? Ashamnu al Chet, Manomar Lefanecha, Manisaper, blah, blah, blah. We don't do it after Modim. Where do we do it? No, after.
No.
After. After Yilratzon Imrefi. Right at the end, end. Look, Mincha, Erev Yom Kippur.
On your own.
The Chazan says nothing extra. You say it at the end of davening.
Right?
Because it's not integrated into Shmoneh Esrei. Right? It's not integrated into... Right? But then Tosus adds a point, and he says, this depends on Sibor Yachid. Right? Because he says, Umashinagoata betainis bez vehei, right? But in Bahab, Shinogan Larach Batsuka de Rachme, Vislichot, Birchat Slachlan. And we come here with the Tibor Shiny, Midhava, Damrin, Alisham, Zrachel, Vishlosha Rishonot, Shosachronos, but come on, Shinago Krovet, Vishlosha Rishonot, and Lashma, we know the Tibor Shiny. But Tosu says, the Minog was in his time that they added long tefillot in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, but only if it was Sibor.
Yeah, the Yekas still do it.
The Yekas still do it, for sure. Right? Yeah, it broyers, right? If you ever go to YU, right? If you ever go to YU, right? Once in a while, you should walk over to the other side of the Heights to broyers. I'm pushing him over here.
Just using YU.
I'm just pushing him along here, right? So you go to the other side at broyers, right? At the Yekas Shul. So they have, right? They have all these old Menagim. They say, their Yom Kippur Machzor, Yom Kippur, one day, is two volumes. Right? Right? Because I'm not saying you should daven there in Yom Kippur.
I'm just saying you should
go over there and visit somewhere.
It's quite long.
You should go Friday night. No, go Friday night.
Oh, okay.
Friday night they still have a choir. Ad Hayom, they have a choir. With the hats. With the hats. The old...
The cantor
hats. Do they have this in Antwerp?
Yeah, they have the... Rabbi, do you know Manny Schwab?
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. What?
Do you know Manny Schwab?
Very, very long. I don't know if I'd be able to...
Nope. Okay.
So they say Slichas and Slachlanu.
Yeah. Right. So they say Slichas and Slachlanu. And Tosfos says, how could that be? How are you allowed to add into tefillah? Aren't you not allowed to be Shmishanim of Desher Tavu Chachamim? So Tosfos introduces something that he says many, many places in Shas, which is... Tzibur Shiny. You're right, it's changing Shmoneh Esrei, but the community is allowed to. And Tosfos uses this to explain that there's another rule. I don't want to, you know, kill you with these guys, but there's another rule, which is there's another rule that the Gemara says when you add, where are you not allowed to add? The first three brachot and the last three brachot. What's the problem? We all do. We all add to the first three brachot and the last three brachot. When do we add? No, that's from the Gemara. Asir's mechuba, right? Zachreinu l'chaim, elchavet b'chaim, right? Michamocha, right? Yeah, that, right? That should be usher, because you're adding the first three brachot. And Tosfos says, Tzibur Shiny. Now, why? Because Tosfos says, look, it's true you're changing Madvesh Tavu Chachamim, but you're allowed to if you're at Tzibur, because... No, because at Tzibur is allowed to change Tzibur. Right? Tefillah at Tzibur can be changed by the Tzibur. It's only you who can change it.
Wait, so then why do we say it in the individual Shmoneh?
What?
Why do we say it in
the individual? So there they say maybe it's Lashon Rabim, right? Because you're davening, right? You don't just say it in Chazar Shas, but it's you're adding to the communal Tefillah. But it's very problematic, right? I mean, we do it. But this was like one of the biggest machlokot in the Rishonim. You see pages and pages and pages. There have been books. There have been literal books written about how we are allowed to do that. Right? Since the time of the Rishonim. It's not like new. Right? Everyone's been asking this for 1,000 years. Right? The Gaonim already weighed in on this.
I'm guessing we came to a conclusion.
Well, we do it.
We do it. We do it. We do it. Yeah. Okay, look. So as you saw, so what do we see? Right? So we have two main conceptions, right? The Ran who says that tefillah is about asking for your needs, and therefore when the Gemara says ask, it doesn't mean you can, it means you must. Rabbeinu Yonah's conception, which is that tefillah, as we have it, is fundamentally an obligation. It's a matbeya. You've just got to say it. You've got to talk. We allow you, if you want, to put it in. How much do we let you do? So it depends. Rabbeinu Yonah says, we're very, very obsessive about this. Because the thing we're most worried about is changing text. And therefore, if it's on point, hefsek, keeping the theme, keeping the surah. So Shema Kolenu, he says, is easy. Lekach nitkina. Right? In the middle of bracha, it depends. Personal tefillot, once in a while, in the middle, won't mess up bracha. Rabim, it would mess it up. Put it at the end. Put it towards the bracha. No, in regular bracha.
Oh, okay.
Right? Shema tefillot, he said, bechal is not a problem.
Right.
Tosfos adds that if it's long, we only let you add
at the end,
because Shema Kolenu may be a catch-all, but it's going to be called adding to tefillah if
it is too long.
If you add too much. Yeah. Right, now Tosfos is a caveat that maybe, if something's for the community, you're allowed to change.
It's not permanent, though.
For sure not, right? And
I'm saying, why would it be adding to tefillah? It's just a one-time.
We do it every time.
Yeah, but you do it every time.
Every time we do it.
You do every tinness, you do it every in Chile, you do it every time you have a sick person.
A long thing during Shema Tefillah.
Yeah.
It's not permanent.
Right, but he says, but still, right? You can put it this way: you can change something in two ways, right? Something can become a significant change for two reasons. Either it's a small change, we do it all the time,
right.
Or it's a big whopping change, right?
Once.
What? Even once, right? Even once, right? Meaning, take it like Lidugma, right? If you want to change up your lunch menu, right? So, either, if they stop putting out ketchup every day, right? So one day they forgot ketchup, big deal.
Nope.
If there's never ketchup, you'll say, okay, something's changed, right? But if one day, instead of the lunch you have, they decide to order, they send you out to Papagayo's, right? Which will happen in what, 2 weeks?
Hopefully.
2 weeks, right? So then, it's a big thing and everybody knows this is different. Right? There's two ways of something, of calling attention to something. Small, fourth week? So one more week. Fine. One more week. Right? So then it is, right? So there's two ways of making something a fundamental change. Either doing one thing which is radical, or something small but doing it all the time. Right? So Tosfos says you can't do either of those.
Is there any comment upon it?
Probably not. I think I'll be in America then, anyways. Okay.
I'm just going to take a 200 check for tomorrow.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, lehalacha, just to quickly look at the halacha here. I don't think we'll get through all of this now, but just to see which of these sheets does get reflected in Shulchan Aruch. Now, I will note, however, right, Tosfos thinks that you're allowed to add whatever you want, right, but only at the end of davening. Who disagrees? I know you didn't get through all the sources. It was long, and I can't help it. So, the Shilto. Who's the Shilto?
Yeah.
The Shilto of Rabbi Chai Gaon. Right? Rabbi Chai Gaon wrote a book on mitzvot based on the Parsha. So in Parshat Vayakel, and this is pointed out by the Netziv, his girsa is that in Baal Omer Keseder called Bracha, Keseder Shomei Kippurim Omer. Right, he doesn't buy this. He says, no, length has nothing to do with anything. If you want to talk about sick people and you have 10,000 sick people and you want to say it in Rifaino,
go ahead.
Right, he doesn't think that length has anything to do with it. Thinking like Nachum. Right, Nachum doesn't buy. Right, Nachum didn't buy what I said, and neither did Rabbi Chai Gaon. Right, Rabbi Chai Gaon said, I don't know what you're talking about. Length, big deal. Right, what's the big deal if it's on point? Right, it's just a quantitative change. Right, Tosha says no. Quantity at some point, right, changes things. So how do we paskin? So if you just skip to 10, right? Shulchan Aruch says Imrat Elohosif b'chol bracha mem tzayus me'ena bracha mosif. If you want to add in any of the middle bracha, you're allowed to. Ketzad, what does that mean? Hayalochole, if you have a sick person, imagine la rach mirchas refainu. So ask for him in refainu. Hayetzarch parnasa, if you need to make a livelihood, mevakish la birchat hashanim susen bracha leinu. And the Rama says ukshu mosif yaskel bracha. V'aragach Mosif, avalo Yosef, v'aragach Yaschil Habracha. So he says, add right? So he actually says, right, start the bracha, then add. Right, don't add and then start the bracha. You're allowed to add Kishomet Tefillah, whatever you want. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, when you add the theme of the bracha, called Yisrael, Omer Beloshen Rabin, Velo Beloshen Yachid. If you're asking communally, say it in plural. Velo Yosef Ela Besofar Bracha Velo Beemsa. But then you have to ask at the end. Vimshol Tzrachav Mamish. But if you're asking your personal needs, Kagon Sheyesh Lachol Besof Beso Shu Tzrach LeParnasa, Yachol Yisrael Afil Beemsa La Bracha. You can ask even in the middle. Vuhushi Yisrael Beloshen Yachid Velo Beloshen Rabin, but only as a personal. And a Birchat Shemayat Tefillah V'Chein Besofat Tefillah. Bein kodem yilaratzen, bein la'achav, yachol ishol, bein loshen yachol, bein loshen rabim, bein tzarchei mamish, bein tzarchei rabim. You can add whatever you want, in plural or in yachid. Siv beizit yesh mishomek shemosif b'bracha l'tzarech yachid lo yarech. And Tosa says, some people say, that it's important not to add too much. Okay, I think, I know Shechter's coming tomorrow, well, I guess Tuesday, right before I leave. Of one more shiur, we'll wrap up Halach Lamais on it, and then I'm going to America, and I think Shmuel David's, no, Chaim Ozer's giving shiur to everybody. Shechter's coming tomorrow. But there's another shiur going on now.